The first Mishnah of Paragimel taught that on the morning of Yom Kippur, and really on every morning, in order to make sure that the day had actually begun, they sent somebody out to a high place so that he would see and make sure that the sun had indeed begun to rise. They would have a whole conversation making sure that it was definitely the sun and that it had risen enough. And the Mishnah asks a simple question, why do they need all of this? Just look outside. If you see that it started to get light a bit, then you know the day has begun. Why do they have to send somebody to a high place to check the rays of sun? So explains the Mishnah, Shapam Achas, because one time, Olam Ur Halavana, the light of the moon went up towards the end of the night, V'dimu Shehei HaMizrach, and it appeared to them as if the sun had risen and lit up the east from the rays of the sun, even though really it was actually the moon, and it was still the night time. But they thought that the day had begun, V'shachtu Es HaTomid, and they slaughtered the Korban Tomid, and after slaughtering it, they realized that actually it was still night time. In which case the slaughtering was invalid, and therefore V'hayitzi'u L'beis HaSreifa, they were forced to bring it out to the place of burning, where they would burn all invalidated Korbanos. And so because of that, they had to make sure from then on, every morning, to send somebody out to really make sure that it was the light of the sun, and that the day had indeed begun. Alright, so the mission now goes back to discuss the stages and the different services done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So after making sure that the day had begun, Haridu Kohen Gadol Leveis HaTevila, they would bring the Kohen Gadol down to the place where the mikveh was, in order to purify himself, before beginning the service of the Korban Tomid. And now the Mishnah goes a bit sidetracked again, and tells us that Zeh HaKlal Ho BaMikdash, the following rule applied in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is Kol HaMeisiches Raglov. This is an expression referring to somebody who excuses himself. Ton Tevila, he requires dipping and purifying himself in a mikveh before continuing serving in the Beis HaMikdash. L'chala Matal Mayim, and anybody who only urinates, so he doesn't have to go to the mikveh after that, Ton Kiddush Odaim V'Raglayim, rather he would just need to wash his hands and feet from the kiyur before that kohen would be able to continue serving in the Beis HaMikdash.